Shmuel Aleph Perek Tes. Let's start with a Pasuk Yud Aleph. Pasuk Yud Aleph, page 54. This Perek began, we began the Perek last week. Perek spoke about how Shaul was sent by his father. We were introduced to who was Shaul, who his father is Kish, and how he was Meshichmo Vamala, head and shoulders above everyone else. Physically, stature, spiritually, whatever. And anyway, he was sent by his father with a servant to go to find some lost animals, some lost donkeys. It happened to be that they were miyayish at a certain point. They gave up hope. But they said, you know, we're already in this place. We're in Suf. We're in the place where the seer is, where the roeh is. We mentioned the Chasam Sofer's Pshat is a Navi, because the word Niv Safasayim, which is the fruit of the lips, because a Navi always speaks things which are, give forth peros, good things. So they were about to encounter, they were in this town, and so let's begin with Pasuk Gadal. Pasuk tells us that Heim Olim B'mali Ha'ir, so they were ascending this city where Shmuel was. Vehema Matsu Na'aros Yotzus Shomayim. We saw this pasuk basically where we ended last time. That he noticed that there were women that were drawing water. They typically do. V'yomer lahen Hayesh Bazeh Haroeh. And all he did was ask a very simple closed-ended question: is the roeh here? Is the roeh in town? Is he in the city? So the answer should be a yes or should be a no. It should be one word. But we don't find one word, we find numerous words. V'ta'nena osam. So they answered, v'tomarna, and said as follows: yesh, yes, hine lefanech. Behold, he is before you. Maher, quickly go. Ata now ki hayom bol ir, he's come to the city. Ki zerach hayom v'am babam. He is today bringing sacrifices on the bama, which is permissible in those days because the Beis Hamikdash was not yet standing. Next pasuk says, "Kibuachem ear," that these women are still speaking and speaking. "Kibuachem ear," when you come to the city, "Kim timseun," there you shall find Oto, you shall find him. "Beterem yalet habamata," before he brings the sacrifice on the bama, on this high place, "Le'echol," to eat it, "Kilo yochel," no one else is going to eat, "ad bo'o," until he comes, "ki hu yivarech hazevach," because he is going to say a blessing on the sacrifice, "achrechein yochlu hakru'im," and afterwards the guests are going to eat, "yatoh," now all go, "ki oso kahayom timson oso," because today you're going to find him. Very lengthy answer. Before we see the answer, if you look in Rashi over here on page 56, "ki hu yivarech hazevach," what do you mean he'll bless the sacrifice? You have people, "Oh, the rabbi's going to bless the food and make it kosher." What does that mean? They're going to bless the zevach. So Rashi says, "Al hashlomim mivarchin b'achilosim," that before you eat a karmen shlomim, you actually have to say a bracha. And Rashi says the nusach of the bracha: "Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Hirshanu Mitzvasav Tzivanu Leachol Es HaZavach." That's the bracha you're supposed to say before you eat a karmen, which I, of course, never said with Shema Malchus. Mitzvah Hashem, we all should. So the question is, why did they give such a lengthy answer? Why couldn't they just have answered very quickly and finished? So we look in the Radak on page 54, on the previous page. And then I'm going to quote the Gemara in Brachos, which has actually three answers. The Radak shares with us one. Says the Radak on the bottom of page 54, "Kibuachem o'ir, kein omra mustein zechwen o'vrachach," or Razal tell us, in the Gemara in Brachos on Emches and Beis, "Ma hayir kol ha'arichos hazeh." What's this arichos? Giving this lengthy answer, "Shaharichu el hanaros l'daber." Why are they speaking in such a long manner? "Hem omru k'dei l'stakl b'yofiyav shol shol," so that they can gaze upon the beauty of shol. "Hem omru," and from this we say, "Kim Hashem yi l'fi shol higi adayin hashah Sharmul HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Shmuel Ke'es Machar Eshlach Elecha Ish." And that is really another answer that the Gemara says. The Gemara actually says three answers. So I just have my Gemara in Brachos, which is on Mem Chesed Beis. Just very quickly read it. It's only a couple of lines. But the Gemara says like this. The Gemara asks the Kasha. The Gemara asks, Kibuachem a'ir, kain tim se'uno son, b'terem ya'ale ha'bamasa, le'echol, ki lo'echol am adbo, ki hu yivorech ha'zebach ha'chor yikain yochol ha'kruim. That's the whole pasuk that the Gemara quotes. So, frek the Gemara, v'chol kach lama, why is this? So, the Gemara answers, l'fi shahanoshim dabron yoishein. Women speak a lot. That's answer number one, right? Pete, women talk. Shmuel says the second answer, that they can look at how beautiful Shaul is. And he quotes the pasuk in the beginning of our parak siv, that from shoulders above he was taller than everyone else. He was a very handsome man. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Malchus nogas b'chaberta afil k'molei nima, that Malchus cannot touch its friend even a single hair. So what does that mean? So Rashi over here in the Gemara says, what does that mean? That Malchus cannot touch even k'molei nima, even a hair. So Rashi says like this, l'fi sheshmuel hoy manhig es Yisrael. Up until this second, Shmuel was the manhig. He was the leader. He wasn't a melech, but he was the leader of Klal Yisrael. V'shaul hoyanoytel es hashrora, and Shaul was about to take over his position. Of course, Shaul's going to be a melech, but the point is a leader. Shmuel's a leader, now Shaul's going to be a leader. Mishit daber Shmuel elav, from the time that Shmuel speaks to Shaul, then all of a sudden that's going to be transferred, the level of leadership over transferred over from Shmuel to Shaul. Ba'arach Devarav and Devarim Ekeb Lefi Shah. Interesting. The Gemara says, Rashi, that that's the Inyan. They spoke long. They may not have understood why. But Hashem had a master plan that the Malchus of Shaul should not yet take place. It should be a few more seconds for whatever reason. That whatever happens to a person, it's Bidi Shemayim. That a person shouldn't think it's all coincidence. But rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one in complete control. He's in complete... completely aware of exactly what's going on. And therefore, that's the reason why they spoke long, not that they realized it, but because he was just not ready to become melech just yet. It was just a few more moments. Now, the pshat in the redak is difficult. The pshat in the redak is difficult because, after all, I mean, to say that why would the Navi want to bring down this pshat that they're staring at his beauty. It's very bizarre to say such a statement. So it's brought down the Mishpat of Zahav that it says that when they looked at him, yeah, they were staring at him. That were maskim. But when it says that they were looking at his beauty, he says histaklus besura shel hatzadik. It wasn't that they were admiring his physical beauty, right? Shetavio som liyiras Hashem v'lo chalila l'davara. Chalila to say that they were looking for taiva, for negative reasons. They were looking because they wanted to stare at a tzaddik. And we find by a lot of people, they have pictures of Gedolim. You look at a tzaddik. If you look at a Russia, it has a negative impact. You stare at a tzaddik, it has a positive impact. And in fact, he brings the Gemara Brachos, which we saw in the third parak. The Gemara Brachos talks about Rabbi Yochanan, that havi ruggled, that havi ka'ozel b'yosev ashar de tefila. Rabbi Yochanan used to sit by the gateway of the mikvah, Omar, and he would say, Kisulkan b'nosyo, and the women would emerge when they would come out of the mikvah, the asmitfil and the staklin be, they'll stare at me, v'navil huzara de shafiri kavasi, they'll have children as beautiful as me. But it doesn't mean physically beautiful.
Yeah,
obviously, right. Right. So that's probably what it means here. And even though I never saw it in this, but it just dawned upon me, that the Gemara in Brachos, which is not quoted in the Radak, quotes the Pasuk as a raya that they must have stared at his beauty, is the Pasuk says, Meshichmo b'malo, gavo mikol'am. It's a very strange part of the Pasuk, because the Pasuk, in the same parak, when it's describing who he was, the Pasuk says, he says that he was Bachor v'tov. Right? The same Pasuk says, V'loi pasuk bet says v'loi hoya bein, that Kish had a son who shmo Shaul bachor v'tov, and we said in Masudas David over here bachor v'tov and pasuk bet nivchor b'masav v'yafin marv, he was good to look at. So if you want to in fact say it's physical beauty, it makes more sense to quote the beginning part of the pasuk that says he was bachor v'tov. So why are they quoting the part that he was Meshich Mo B'malo, Gevol Mikol Am? Because that pasuk's not talking about his physical beauty. It's talking about his stature, his cheshivos, that he was heads and shoulders above everyone. And therefore that's why the Mishpat Zahav is probably not too far in the Pshat and the Radat, because they weren't really staring at his physical beauty, but they're gazing at a tzaddik. So therefore they wanted to continue and to continue as long as possible in speaking. The Mesudas David also says in pasuk Yedbet, just to recap, just to explain a little bit of the Psukim, it says, Hini lefanecha, here he is before you, hero lo mokom beisav. It wasn't just that they were pointing out that he was in the town, but that he was, this is his house. This is where Shmuel lives. And the next episode is David on page 54, Pasuk Yud Gimel says, Kin tim tzu'un, this is where you can find him. What's all about to say, Adayini hebeveso, he's still home. Lo olah habama, he's not yet left his home to go to the Bama, but Tim Son also Lavesa, go to his house. This is your opportunity to go right now. So that's what they said to Shaul in his inquiry as to where the Roa, where the Navi, where he was. Alright. Okay, let's move on to the next Pasuk. Pasuk Yadal. So what happened? Vayalu Ha'ir, obviously they were appreciative of the instructions of where Shmuel was, so they went to the city. Hema boim betoch Ha'ir, they went to the middle of the midst of the city. V'hini Shmuel yotzei likrosam, Shmuel gets up to greet them, l'alo sabam, while he's bringing the carbon, which is very strange. Why? That's why there's a little break over here, I think, because the kasha is, why? Why would Shmuel be getting up? Shmuel was he was the leader, he was comparable to the melech. He's going to get up for a bunch of strangers. Apparently, we don't find anywhere that he ever knew who Shaul was, who Kish was. We don't really find any tremendous interaction between them. So what does it mean that Shmuel, Yotzel Krasim Alus Habam, that he just gets up all of a sudden as though he knows who this person is? And the answer is the next Pasuk. The Pasuk tells us that Hashem Gol Es Ozen Shmuel, that Hashem opened up the ears of Shmuel to let him know that someone was coming. That's what the next pasuk is going to say. Yom Echad Lifnei Bo'o Shaul Lemor, a day before, right now, that Shaul was coming. Hashem spoke to Shmuel through a nevuah, saying, Ke'es Machar, at around this time tomorrow, like Kachatzos Halayla, Eshlach Elecha Ish, I'm going to send to you a man, Me'eretz Binyamin, I'm specifically telling you the shale he's from, Umashachto Lenagid, Al Ami Yisrael, and I want you to anoint him as the Nagid, as the leader for Klai Yisrael, for the nation of Israel. Good evening. Bahoshia as Ami Miyad Plishtim, and he will be a savior from the Plishtim, our enemies, on page 56, Pasuk Yud Zion, we're up to almost. Kiraisi as Ami Kibo Asako Soila, because I saw my nation that they were crying out, they were asking for a Melech, which they shouldn't have asked, Kechol HaGoyim that we talked about, wishing to emulate the ways of the Umos Olam, the other nations of the world, but they're crying for a Melech. So therefore, Hashem already told Shmuel, be on the lookout, tomorrow I am going to be getting, there's going to be someone who will be the Melech, you're going to be anointing him as Melech shortly. But Shmuel Ra as Shaul. Finally, this encounter, this dramatic encounter, Shmuel gazes upon Shaul, soon to be the first Melech of Klal Yisrael. Hashem anahu, and maybe he was still uncertain. Hashem answered and said, "Hine ha'ish asher amarti alecha. This is the person that we spoke about. Ze yatzor ba'ami. This person will be the yatzor for my nation." What's Yatzor? So Mesudas Sion, then we'll see Rashi. Mesudas Sion says, Yatzor is Yimshol. He'll be the leader. He'll be the, he doesn't say Melech. Interesting. So he'll be the one, he'll be Yimshol, he'll rule over. So the question is, why do we have this word Yatzor, which is similar to the word like Atzeres? Or what is Yatzor, what does Yatzor have to do with a king or a leader? Al Shem She'otzer U'ma'akiv V'amo Milasos Dover Shul Bershus. The purpose of a Moishel, of a Melech, is to be a Yasor, is to be someone that will make sure that we stay on the proper Derech, we stay on the straight and narrow, and that we should not deviate and follow a Bodhisattva or the like. That is the ultimate purpose in Hashem's eyes of a leader, is that they should be a Yatsor. They shouldn't be a yes man. They have to be able to guide people. If they're doing something wrong, to tell them. Right? To hold us back. Hold us from the taiva of doing something wrong, which is also the Indian in general of the government. As the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, that we have to be mispal mishlo mishlo malchus. From Medina, why do we have to be mispal for the malchus? Shomalihu, if it wasn't for them, then ishis re'ehu chayim below. That we'd swallow each other whole. Why? Because, you know, I can do whatever I want. So who's going to stop me? But if there's a melech, he's going to hold me back. It's the same idea. Rashi says that pshat, but he also gives another explanation. Rashi says in Pasuk Yud Zayin, what does it mean when the Pasuk says Yasor B'Ami? So Rashi, first of all, it translates as Mesudas Sion does Yim Shol. So Ramacherim Eino Kamo Otzer B'Ozru. Kach derech hamoshel. This is the way of a moshel. Interesting pshat he gives. La'atzor ha'am b'molchama. With regard to holding back his nation in war. Shelo yispazru v'lo yispashtu zemizeh. V'la'atzor b'chol echam l'asos ra. So he mentions the idea of doing wrong, but he also says to keep his army in line. That if someone is scared, you can't break your lines. You can't leave. If you leave, you're going to be killed. The king's not going to allow you to leave. It's mandatory. You're on draft. So a melech has that authority to do so. And therefore, he can hold you back from spreading out, but rather staying together, tight, close-knit, which is, of course, united we stand. The worst thing that can happen in an army is when people break their lines and they end up not having the control. So the king is going to Yasor hold them back from potentially running away.
Imagine Hebrew Yasor is halt.
Yasor means to halt, right?
Yasor cool of anecha. You saw the signs in the thing. Halt, basically. The border was a fire.
Oh. So that's the same lashon, right? Pasuk Yuches. Vayiga Shaul es Shmuel Basoch Hashar. So Shaul brings Shmuel together, they're together, B'toch HaShar, by the gate, V'yomar Hagida Nali, please tell me, Eze Beis Haroa, where is this Navi? Which is amazing. Shmuel is this great leader. Shmuel and Shaul somehow encounter one another, but Shaul has no idea who Shmuel is. He's never seen him before. So he asks an innocent question, where is Eze Beis Haroa? He doesn't even ask where's the Roeh, because he doesn't expect him to be anywhere near. He was told, as we saw before, he was planning on traveling to his house to chop him before he left the house. He didn't expect him to be out of the house. He's going to have a secret service or whatever surrounding him, bodyguards, paparazzi, whatever. So he asked, Eze Beis Haroeh. So up until this point, as we said, Shmuel knew it was Shaul. Shmuel knew that this guy was going to be the next king. He might not have known his name, but he knew that this person in front of him was going to be the king. Shaul had no idea who this person was, who Shmuel was. So what did he respond? So the pasuk says, "Vayan Shmuel es Shaul." So Shmuel said, "Vayomer Anochi Haroeh." What type of question is that? Who? Where is he? Who? Where is his house? Anochi Haroeh. I am the great Navi. I am the great prophet. It's me. Alei lefanai, come up before me. Habama to this offer, to this bama, to this high place. V'yachaltim imi hayom. Eat with me today. Join in my celebration. V'shalachticha baboker. I'll send you out in the morning. V'chol asher b'levavcha agid loch. Whatever is on your heart, I will speak to you and I will assist you. We're going to see the next pasuk. He already, because he was a Navi, he was informed that the reason why Shaul was here to begin with his servant or his attendant, was because of the donkeys which Kish lost, and he's going to inform him. But he says, no problem. Don't rush. Eat a little bit. You're famished. Because we brought down before that when they were going to encounter the Roeh, when they were going to encounter the seer, they said, it's not possible. It's not shaykh, because we have nothing. We have no bread. We have minimal rations. We have nothing left. So we can't. So obviously, the fact that he says, V'achaltim imi hayom, eat with me today, is a tremendous offer. Obviously, they really didn't have much left. That's why he was planning on going back to his father and just having forsaken the donkeys, because he thought he'd never be able to find them. Now, before we see the next pasuk, the Radak points out, it asks the question, that if someone comes up to you, and you're the Gadol Hador, you are the biggest tzaddik in the world, and someone comes up to you and says, where is the Gadol Hador? Where is the great tzaddik of the city? Are you supposed to say, it's right here, over here, guys, I'm the tzaddik, I'm the Gadol Hador? Is that correct? Well, on one hand, why not? I mean, I am the tzaddik, I am the Gadol Hador, so I'm just saying the truth. Or is that a lack of a nivus? So let's see the Radak. The Radak tells us as follows. The Radak on Pasuk Yutes, the third wide line, tells us, Anochi Harot, lo hayezeh chutz mederech hanam. This is not taken out of the context of what a person could still be called an onav. You're still an onav. You're still humble. Ki kivan sheshalo ezeh bayis haroeh, since he asked the question, liyiskin shloyaneh, it's not proper for him not to answer. Now, I don't have to initiate the conversation and say, oh, by the way, everyone, I'm a tzaddik. But if someone point blank asks me, so you have to answer the question. What are you supposed to do, walk away and ignore them? That's not the right thing to do. That's rude.
It may have been a type of corona,
so what's the big deal? Right, so he was just responding, this is me, that's all. The Radak, however, gives a second shot. Rabbi Seinu Zechonu Avraham, or Rizal, tell us, quoting the Medrash, that in fact, this was not the right thing. How do we see that? Ki nichshol b'zeh hadavar. In this manner, it's brought down that Shmuel stumbled. He made a mistake, right? Ki hoya lo lomar. This is very, it's a little difficult, these words, but we'll just translate them. Because he should have said, Sholacherim, ask someone else. That's what it sounds like. Sholacherim, ask someone else. Okay, Yotzim, is there something similar to it? Armokodesh Baruch Hu. So Hashem said, Atahu haroeh, you're saying that you are the roeh, you are someone with such tremendous great vision. Ani modiacha shein ataroeh, I'm going to prove to you that you are not always a roeh. The Hechen Hodiano, where is this? B'shasha armo leche shocha el yishai beis halachmi, which we'll see later on, with regard to who is this great person from the house of Yisha. So he thought for sure it was this older child, and he never thought it was David. Even though, of course, David was going to be the one who would fight against Goliath and against the Plishtim. But he kept saying, oh, it must be you. So it lowered it. That was the way that Hashem had to humble him, because he thinks that, you think you're a roeh? You're not such a roeh. So the problem with the words of the Radak is, what does it mean that he should have said, sholacherim, ask someone else? What do you mean? What would that have accomplished? So that you would have gone to the next person and said, where is this roeh? He said, well, you were just talking to him. So what? How does that make it any better? It just makes you seem a little bit standoffish, a little bit aloof. So I think the pshat is like this. And I didn't see this anywhere, but this is what I think it means. What the Radak means. When he says that you should have... Radak says, ki hayu lalomer sholacherim, ask someone else. What does it mean? It means, of course, there was nothing wrong with him knowing that he was a roeh, that he was a navi, that he was able to see things. But when he was asked the question, the Radak says he should have said sholacherim. In other words, he shouldn't have felt that he was the only one. He was the only one that has the capacity to be able to see. There are other Nevi'im. There are other people. So I happen to be a roeh, but you didn't have to say anochi haroeh. You could have said, well, actually, there are numerous Nevi'im. I happen to be one of them. But anochi, I am the. Sounds like I'm the
only. He was selected to win on. He was told by Hashem that Shul was coming.
True. You're right. But we have to understand, what does it mean in the Radak when he says that he made a mistake? What was his mistake? So the other way it can be learned is, sometimes I've heard my mother tell me often, it's not what you say, It's how you say it. So it could be his hargasha, the way he felt when he said it. Maybe he felt the shtickle gaiva. So sometimes you can say, yeah, I'm the Navi, I'm the Roa. But you can be an onav about it. Maybe, how am I supposed to know? But it's possible that that's something which is behind the scenes, which we don't really see in just the basic. So anyway, so that's a sidebar, but the Chazal grapple over whether this was some type of a mistake that he made. Pasachal. This is still Shmuel speaking. And by the way, the donkeys that were lost, Hayom, Shloshes Yamim, for 3 days, Al Tosem El Es Libcha Alahem, do not put your heart upon them anymore. Don't be afraid. Don't worry about them. Why? Because they're gone? No. Ki Nim Sa'u, they were found. Lomi Kol Chemdas Yisrael, Halo Lachol Lachol Beis Avicha. So basically, this entire ruse of why he ended up going was for that reason, just so he could encounter Shmuel, that Shmuel and Shaul should somehow have this encounter so that Shmuel ultimately can anoint him as Melech. But the truth is, the donkeys were lost, but they ended up going back anyway. All that effort that Shaul had running around trying to find his father's donkeys was for nothing. But it was really just a ruse to get him to ultimately see Shmuel. But the key part of this pasuk is this: is Ulamikol Chemdas Yisrael Halol Lachol Lachol Beis Avicha. Everything of the Chemdas Yisrael, the desirable property, it's going to belong to you, Beis Avicha, to your father's house, which is a hint to the fact, as we look at the very bottom of the Radak over here, which we just read Pasuk Chaf, Ulamikol Chemdas Yisrael, the very last Radak on this page, Bezeh Hadavar Remez Lo. So he was hinting to him that you're going to be a melech. Why? Because how could you say that everything is yours, right? So a melech has the capacity to take things and to tax and whatever. So therefore, he didn't say you're going to be melech, but basically in different words, that's what he said. So Shaul, can you imagine? Not that you've been getting a promotion, not that you're going to be a CEO, you're going to be the melech over an entire nation. So most people would have tremendous pride. You feel great. Yishmach, feel terrific. Pasuk Kabbalah. V'yan Shaul v'yomer. How does Shaul respond? Hello, what? This must be a mistake. Me? Hello, Ben Yamini Anochi. I come from Binyamin. Mikatne Shifti Yisrael. Page 58. I come from the youngest of all the Shifti Yisrael. Binyamin was the youngest of all the Shlachim. Umishpachti Hatziru Mikol Hamishpachu Shifti Binyamin. Basically the same idea, that I come from, I'm the youngest from this entire Sheva. Lama dibarta Eli kedavarazeh. Why are you speaking to me this way? It's supposed to be also understood that, of course, Sheva bin Yamin ultimately was not supposed to take Malucha as a dynasty. It's supposed to be from Malchus Beis David, from Shevet Yehuda. So therefore, to him, it made absolutely no sense. And even though maybe it had been flattering, he felt, who am I? So it shows the tremendous level of anivus of humility that Shaul had. Stop here.